before Smurfit or any of these packing papers, it was.
Yeah, well, Smurfits were only starting at the time, I think. They were only starting to come out, but they were doing a different thing. They were doing a corrugated paper. But the mill didn't do that. They'd done all flat, mostly flat sheets of paper.
Were you doing paper for printing as well?
We would have done paper for printing, yes. Yeah, newspapers and that. But a lot of that would have went out, on, I suppose, on rolls, where we'd done all the flat sheets. The rolls would come off the machines.
Yeah.
And they would be sent into the newspapers that way. Well, we would what we call just all flat sheets of paper.
And people, of course, used to write more, so there was a lot of paper used for.
Would have went on for printing
letter
papers
printing and that.
Yeah, for books and for letters and envelopes and all that type of paper would have went out.
And when it, so did you have a foreman there, a person that was looking after your section?
Oh yes, yeah, there was, yeah. There was that lady May Nolan. She would have been a foreman as a lady, but and then there was other men over her again, you know. So she would have been only down on the floor section, but then there would be more up higher than her.
And who were they, do you know?
One was Mr. Nolan. I remember him. He was an ex-army man, and he was working down the mill. And then there was I'm trying to think, what was the other man's name? He lived in Clondalkin too. He lived at the side of the mill, actually. I can't think of his name offhand now.
Did you get on well with the... with the management, was there a good communication?
There would have been fair communications, all right, yes. They were all very pleasant, actually, you know. We didn't have any bothers at such.
Of course, there were a lot of marriages made out of it.
I'm sure there was, yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, there was. There's a few of the girls married the men off the shop floor, all right, yeah.
Your social outings and that, did you organise, were there dances or...?
Not so much organised dances, but we would have went out as groups of girls together to dances. We wouldn't have organised a particular dance from the company now. But we would have went out in groups and we would have met up with some of the lads off the floor that we got to know and all that sort of.
Anything? Was there sports? Did you have any games going on at the mills?
I actually don't remember that part now, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember the sports. So maybe the men would have had to organise a football team. Something like that, but the women didn't have anything like that, no.
And what's interesting, of course, between the men and the women is that the men were at the bottom floor and you were at the top.
Yes. Well, there was some men working up the top with us, but the main majority of the men would have been down on the floor, as we would call it, and that was down where all the heavy machinery were, you know.
So... you would have been at the end of the line, really. The pulp was making the paper, and the paper then was going through and then into yourselves.
And then into our section. We would have been the last section before it actually went out onto further distributions, you know, so go to the paper machines or whatever, you know, for the to be made up further.
And was it an assembly line that you know that you were? You must have been standing all day.
Oh, we were standing all day. There was big long benches. They were about 8 foot long, and there could be about 12 foot wide, and there would be four on each side of that working. Four girls on each side of that working. You just have a space where you put paper there. The men would come, put paper up on the table for you. Then you would lift it over, you would count it, sort it, count it, and then you would put it onto another section of your table. the men would come and take that down onto a pallet, and then you'd build up your pallet up so high, and then they would take it away down with a lifter. So that's what we did all day.
And when you were out shopping and you picked up a paper bag or something that you knew was actually made by Clondalkin paper mills, did you feel, you know, I was part of this? I counted one of those.
You kind of, at first you would, because it would be a novelty, but then you kind of got used to it and you just passed it off, really. You know, it's like when you get used to anything, you just don't see it anymore.
And did it ever become repetitive?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. You just seem to be doing the same thing each day and same job, unless you got a different make of paper, a different feel to the paper. Other than that, it would be the same thing. Mm. You know, just going in, doing the same thing, and only for the company of the girls on the table, you would be kind of bored silly, really, you know.
And what was the banter like, the chat between?
Oh, some days it was very good, depending on the weekend. But we used to have great fun. We'd have, just there was always something happening, somebody giving a bit of banter somewhere along the line, so it would pass down around.
A bit of scandal.
Scandal and a bit of fun, yeah. We'd have that all right.
And but the noise there, did that affect the conversation, or would you just? I mean, I'm just imagining.
Yeah, it would, because we would have had machines, and we had guillotines in the background. Big guillotines cutting the paper to make sure it was straight for us, and that would have been in the background of us, and the constant noise of that would affect. Yeah. The volume in the place, you know.
And whereabouts were you in relation to the building? I was looking at a photograph today of the way the mills looked, and you had this towering chimney in the middle, and you had the store, which is a big long building.
That's right, yeah. And then we went in through the store and up the stairs up into the top part of the building. And that's where we were up on the top floor of the building. Yeah. So we would have had to go through the storeroom, more or less the store, and up the stairs and lead us up into the top part of the building.
Yeah, and you were saying that there was quite a lot of tables there, and they were all spread out. But did you have... was it cold during the winter months? Was there any heating, or was
there? No, there was very little heating, because you couldn't have heating with the paper. You would have to be careful, because the heat would affect the paper if there was too much heat. So you stood on wooden benches to keep off the cement floor. They would stand on those in the winter, so that the cold cement wouldn't come up through our feet, and to keep us warm.
Did you?
Yeah. That was it.
And so but you were probably working so fast that you weren't thinking about the cold.
Well, that's true. You just had to keep working, you know, and that you'd be moving, because you'd be moving from one part, your body would be moving from one part to another. And a rotation nearly all the time, you know. The only part was your feet would get very cold if you were on the cement floor. So if you stood on a wooden bench, they actually built wooden benches then along for us.
Just about maybe six inches or so off the ground.
Yeah, barely off the ground to keep your feet from being on the cement floor.
Imagine that. And was there, again, you know, when you have... when you're chatting away between yourselves, were you half concentrating on what you're doing and chatting? And
you'd have to be. Yeah.
But if you were doing it, would you work more than one shift? If at any time, would you go into a second shift?
Oh, we often worked until from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 at night. So we did. We'd only have a half an hour off for our lunch during the day, and we'd get 15 minutes at 6 o'clock for a tea break. And we'd work until 9:30 then, if they were very busy and they needed extra orders out very quick. And we'd often go in on a Saturday morning, we'd work from 8:30 to 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Were you doing it, obviously you were getting an awful lot more money than you would be if you were doing just the one shift. But did you do it because you were needed there, or was there a bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both. We needed the money and they needed us to do the job. So it was a little bit of both, really, you know.
Yeah.
So that was the extra money was always very handy because the money in those days was very small. Mm. I think I remember now, my money would have been only about £3.75 at the time.
Is that what you got for the week?
Mm-hmm. That was starting off, and then you would build up and build up to it, because the more skilled you got, that's where you got your bonus, because your bonus brought up your wages. So that, and then your overtime brought up your wages then.
Yeah.
So that's how you earned your money.
And were you a good earner? I mean,
Well, you learned to be, because you really had to, because you needed it.
Yeah.
We all needed it at the time. You know, money wasn't that free-flowing. And so you constantly needed it. We all had to share in the household, hand up some money at the weekends for the housekeeping. And because, you know, by the time we came along, my older sisters had married. So the money was still needed in the house for food and the upkeep of the house and my parents and that. Then my parents were getting elderly at that stage. So my father, he had to come off work sick. He wasn't allowed to drive then at a certain age because he had blood pressure. And so they depended on us too to hand over the money as well. So that's where life was.
And coming in last in the family, I suppose you were responsibility in looking after them as well.
Not so much responsibility looking after. It never made us feel responsible for it. But ourselves, we wanted to do it and we wanted to contribute to the house. So that was the way life was in those days. And it was fine.
And so was there any time that you were clocking in and you felt, oh, another day of this? Or
there was many a day. Many a Monday morning or many a Friday morning. We didn't want to go in. We wanted to just take off for the day, especially when the weather was nice and fine and you wanted to just take off for the sunshine.
Yeah.
But you just went in and done it. And we enjoyed our breaks then when we had them.
Yeah. Well, there was a certain amount of contentment, though, was there?
Yes, there was. We had a good banter with all the women there, and the men were always very good and very, very courteous to us.
Yeah.
We never had any bad words or treated badly or anything like that, now I have to say. So we did have a nice time there.
Mm-hmm.